Hey there, friend. It's Clarissa, founder of Blossoming Fertility and the host of the Fertility Friends podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Listen, I know the path to motherhood isn't always easy, and you don't have to go through it alone. After experiencing my own fertility challenges, I discovered a passion for helping other women because I believe that everyone's fertility journey is unique and beautiful in its own way. As your new fertility friend, I'm here to support you through the tough times, to encourage you to keep going, and to restore your belief in your body's ability to get and stay pregnant. Grab your cup of tea, get cozy, and join me here each week for education, heartfelt conversations that'll warm your soul, and inspiring stories to help you feel seen and understood along the way. Listen in, because this one's for you, my friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome back to the Fertility Friend Podcast. You're listening to episode number 20, How to Do Less to Be More Fertile. Now, if you're anything like me on my fertility journey, up until this point, you've probably tried everything you can think of to get pregnant. So far, nothing has worked, and you're wondering what you should do next. Want to know one of the biggest mistakes I see women make on the fertility journey? Oftentimes, we think we need to do more, try harder, or do things perfectly in order to get pregnant. It starts off subtle, like maybe you've been trying for a couple of months with no luck, and then you learn about a birth control detox tea. You think to yourself, aha, that must be why I'm not getting pregnant. I just got off birth control, so clearly I need to detox from it in order to get pregnant, right? Well, when that doesn't work, you buy some ovulation tests next, because that's got to be the reason, right? Maybe you've just been timing it wrong all along. You pee on the stick and have sex based on when it tells you you're ovulating, but you're still not pregnant. You then try adding in more supplements, eating the perfect fertility diet, buying all the fertility trackers. Maybe you start charting your cycle. You order a Dutch test or another hormone test. Not to mention the countless number of podcasts you've listened to, freebies you've signed up for, courses and group programs you've taken, but you're still not pregnant. At this point, you're exhausted and overwhelmed because you feel like you've literally done everything. This is when that sneaky self-doubt starts to creep into your head, and you assume that maybe your body is broken somehow. You wanted to get pregnant naturally, but you're starting to consider doing IUI or IVF because you feel like there's nothing more you can do. It's such a vicious cycle, and I get it because I was on this same roller coaster ride of doing everything, anything and everything that I could think of. Each time feeling that this one thing, this next thing that I would do would be the answer as to why I wasn't getting pregnant, only to be disappointed each time and even losing a little bit more hope with each passing cycle. Well, what if I told you there's an easier way, my friend? What if it was possible to actually do less in order to be more fertile? It's true. See, up until now, you've been asking yourself, what should I do to get pregnant? So what if instead we asked a more important question? And that is, who should I be in order to get pregnant? That's right. Because fertility is less about what you are doing and more about who you are being. Let's break this down further, shall we? Now, I've talked about the importance of energy when it comes to fertility in previous episodes. From a physical standpoint, your eggs have the highest concentration of cells in your entire body. Cells require energy to function properly. So the art of conception and creating new life requires a ton of energy. If you're solely focused on doing all the things that I mentioned earlier, this is depleting your precious energy. If you shift the focus to who you are being instead, this replenishes your energy and allows you to attract and receive what you desire most. Ultimately, you do not attract what you want. You attract what you are being. You attract who you are. So let's think about what it is that you do want. I assume if you're listening to this episode, it's because you want to get pregnant, right? And while that may be true, let's take it a level deeper. In reality, our desires are based on feelings and emotions. So I want you to ask yourself, what is the feeling that I believe getting pregnant is going to give me? The answer to that question is what you actually want. So let's say, for example, you want to get pregnant because ultimately you believe that that will make you feel happy. Maybe you feel like something's been missing in your life lately, and you think that by getting pregnant, it'll help fill that void and bring back that sense of joy and happiness and that zest for life that you once had. So instead of waiting to get pregnant to feel happy, you need to be happy now. I know it sounds easier said than done, so let me share a quick tip with you. I want you to take 30 seconds, just 30 seconds, every single day to feel those feelings as if they're already inside of you. So we'll continue on with this example of feeling happy. Think about the last time when you were really, truly happy, like blissfully, joyfully happy. What did it feel like? Tap into that feeling in your body as you envision that moment in time. You can even picture yourself 5 months pregnant, rubbing your belly and feeling this immense joy, knowing that you're about to become a mom, and that's what you've always dreamed of. Feel that happiness inside of your body every single day for 30 seconds. Now, if you do this on a daily basis, it's going to create a vibration and a frequency to attract what you desire, because what you focus on expands. Focus on what you want, not what is happening. You're going to start to attract things in your life that bring you more joy and happiness. And when it happens, take a moment to notice it and to be grateful for these signs that are showing you that you're on the right path. Here's the thing. In order to be happier, you have to do things that make you happy. If peeing on ovulation strips every single cycle doesn't make you happy, then don't do it. If giving up all of the things in an attempt to eat the perfect diet doesn't make you happy, then stop eating this way. When your actions start to align with who you want to become and how you want to feel, this is where the fertility magic truly happens. This is when you start to step into that feminine essence and amplify your creative energy inside of you. The masculine way of pushing harder, doing more, and forcing it to happen is only going to get you so far. Instead, I invite you to embrace your feminine by stepping into the energy of receiving, trusting, and embodying your most fertile self. Become her now. Don't just wait until you get pregnant. The reason that you keep doing all of the things and it isn't working is because you end up undoing everything from within, because you're focusing on what is happening instead of focusing on that feeling that you ultimately want. You end up looking to everything and everyone else to solve the problem and end up making decisions from a place of fear. When instead, you could be looking inward, trusting your intuition, and making these decisions from a place of trust, empowerment, and confidence. This unshakable confidence, it comes from you being who you are meant to be, not by doing more. So by focusing on who you are being, you're more intentional about how you show up. You're in tune with your intuition, and you take aligned actions that feel good for your soul. You're living an aligned life as your most authentic self. You're grateful for your fertility journey, and you trust in the timing of your life, knowing that you and your baby are meant to be together. So instead of wasting your time and your precious energy trying to do more in order to get pregnant, what if instead you paused, you took a step back, and you asked yourself, who have I become on this fertility journey? And who do I want to be moving forward? Now go be her today. And if you're looking for further support on this road to becoming your most fertile self, then you're going to love my course, Fertile Foundation. Inside, I walk you through my Fertility Chi framework, which is all about amplifying your fertile energy by conquering your mindset, healing your body, and igniting your soul. When you take the time to consciously conceive your baby, you're intentionally choosing a different path. It's not about quick fixes and is about so much more than just getting pregnant. It's about deep inner healing that helps prepare you for pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. But more importantly, it allows you to transform into the mother you're meant to be right now. Your baby has been waiting for you to become her. Let's not keep them waiting any longer than they need to, okay? I'm here for you always, and I can't wait to support you on this sacred journey towards motherhood. All right, friend, that's it for today. It was great catching up with you, though, and I can't wait to do it again next week. Can I just say, I really appreciate you being here, and it means so much that you took time out of your day to listen in. So what'd you think of the episode? Let me know if you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and review. It'll just take a second, and this simple act of generosity helps more women discover the podcast so they can feel supported on their fertility journey as well. Thank you for being so kind and paying it forward. Oh yeah, and by the way, if you're looking to connect with other women who are trying to get pregnant, then I've got just the place for you. Consider this your personal invitation to join the Fertility Friends community. It's a safe and supportive space to connect that's off of social media, and it's totally free. Head on over to blossomingfertility.com/friends to join. I can't wait to welcome you inside. Take care, my friend.